Sometimes the old magic returned. He took her to the theatre. She borrowed a midnight blue cloak from her sister and spent an entire week's salary on an evening blouse. But it was worth not having the money for food when she saw him responding, drawing himself upright, smiling back at her, his blue-grey eyes dark with longing. "You're a lovely sight in midnight blue. You're always pretty, but tonight, tonight, you're dazzling." It began as the sort of night that lived forever, arrested in time. The glancing, gleaming light inside the hansom cab as they hurried down dark, empty roads, not talking much, listening to the leathery rattle and jingle of the harness, the clop of horses' hooves, the slur of wheels, the smell of horse and leather mingling headily with Bertie's cologne. He was spruce in evening dress, his warm body pressed against hers, his arm securely around her, cushioning the jolts. She leaned her head against the curve of his shoulder. It was a point of perfect rest and contentment. Presently they reached gold lamp streets that seemed to be full of other hansoms carrying dinner and theatre people in evening dress, all talking and laughing. The cab dropped them in front of the wide, light-spangled front of the theatre. Bertie paid, leaving a tip that made the driver smile and say, "God bless you, sir, and your pretty missus." They found themselves caught up in the crowd of people flowing inside the building. The men looked distinguished, the women like so many gorgeous birds in their richly coloured gowns. They possessed an easy confidence that came from having enough good nourishing food and freedom from fatigue and anxiety. They seemed to float in a private atmosphere of privilege. Bertie and Dorothy sat discreetly hidden in a box at the very top of the building. The orchestra began to play and the lights dimmed. The curtain rose with a smooth swish, revealing the lit battlements of Castle Elsinore.